Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. American Coalition for Ethanol CEO Brian Jennings says that the case has been made to the Biden administration to allow for national year-round sales of E15, but time is quickly running out to pass the Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act in both chambers.
For entities that are upstream in the fuel supply, namely for the terminals, really we have less than a month because May 1st is really the key date for the high ozone season for terminals, and June 1st is when that summer driving season begins as EPA defines it for the retailers. And so it was about a year ago that the president announced in Iowa that he was taking emergency steps to allow E15 year-round through a series of 20-day temporary waivers in response to extreme and unusual circumstances in the fuel market. The case we made to EPA when we met with them is that those extreme and unusual circumstances exist today. Volatility remains overall in the fuel marketplace.
He says OPEC has announced that they are cutting production in May, which means higher oil prices.
We all know the impact that price of oil has on retail fuel prices, and the fuel supply situation is worse than it was a year ago when the Biden administration made the decision to allow E15 year-round.
Brian Jennings, CEO of the American Coalition for Ethanol.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.